Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman and it's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Julie, who is teaching me all about Azure Maps, and we're going to learn about what's new. A lot of great new features in the APIs of Azure Maps.
That's right. So what we're going to talk about today is new in search. Mm. So we've got a few new search options that add even more functionality. Mm-hmm. On top of the other things we have geocoding, reverse geocoding, point of interest searches. Mm-hmm. We have some new things. One of them is called nearby search. That will allow you to specify a point and a radius, and you can search for things within that area. Hmm. There's another one, which is geometry search, and that lets you specify polygons. So if you want to search within a given polygon, maybe it's a city shape or just a random place, you can search within that polygon. We also have search along route, and that's probably the most exciting one for me. Mm-hmm. Search along route lets you actually specify a route, then say how far off that route you might want to go in order to reach a point of interest. And it calculates it based on the route, so it won't return results that take you 10 miles off of your path in order to get to that point of interest.
That sounds complicated.
Yeah.
Cool. I look forward to seeing that.
All right. So let's start with nearby search. So this is the one that gives a point and poly. And it's hard to see this here, but you can see I've got my subscription key. I've provided a latitude, a longitude, and a radius. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, give me 6 examples back. So you can set a limit here. You can say, I want 6. I want 100. You just set a limit there.
Sure. It seems pretty intuitive.
So I'm sending that, and I'm getting some results back. And here, this one in particular was Chicago, and I did a 30-mile radius. So mm-hmm. just give me all of the points of interest within Chicago for 30 miles around the city center. Mm-hmm. So he starts to see things like Boys and Girls Clubs of Chicago, and you know, just lots of things around the Chicago area.
And I see it says distance.
Yep.
And score. So you're kind of starting at that center point and then moving your way outward.
Exactly.
Within that area.
And the score kind of tells you how close that result was to what you were looking for.
Hmm. Cool.
Yeah. So that's the nearby search. Geometry search is the one that lets you pass in a polygon or a shape that you want to search within. Mm-hmm. So I will do a search here. And this particular one is looking for pizza, and it's a polygon within Bellevue here. Mm-hmm. And so I looked for pizza restaurants there.
How do you pass in the polygon?
Yeah, so you can pass that in. Let me show you. With a set of coordinates. So I specify that it's a polygon, and I give a set of coordinates, and you have to make sure that they connect.
Right. And so it's a latitude and longitude based XY of a polygon, of arbitrary vectors?
Yeah, and I can show you a visual of this one.
Oh, wow.
So here is a visual of what that looks like. So that query that I just did, this is the shape, and this is the results that are coming back inside of that polygon.
And that's totally up to you as the developer. If I wanted to be tricky and draw polygons and say just this side of 405, mm-hmm. I could totally do that.
Yeah, and you can do multiple polygons as well. This one allows you to specify multiple shapes and multiple polygons, so you could have 5 shapes on there and we would return results within those 5 shapes.
That's pretty sophisticated. What I like about these APIs is that they initially seem super simple, like, oh, I can do that. And I could see people who are watching the show right now just fire up Postman and do a couple of tests, but then they're deceptively deep, mm-hmm. that I could have multiple polygons, some intersecting, some not, of arbitrary number of sides.
Exactly. You can make it simple or you can make it as complex as you need it to be.
That's cool.
Yeah. So let's move on to search along route, the one that I'm the most excited about. Mm-hmm. So this one is really interesting because the way we calculate this, we look at the route itself. So we make sure that we're not going to return a point to you that's 10 miles out of the way, and you can specify how much you want to go out of the way. So we have a max detour time. So here I set it to 900 seconds, which is about 3 minutes.
Interesting, max detour time.
Yeah. So I can say I only want to take 3 minutes out of my route to go look for pizza or gas. This one in particular.
It's interesting that's time-based and not distance-based. I like that.
Yeah. And for this one, I decided to do a gas query because I want to show that this could be really useful to trucks who are doing routing. Mm-hmm. So if you are a truck driver and you know that you don't have a lot of time, you're already maybe running late with your delivery, and you need gas because you just see that your gas gauge is quite low, you can do a quick search and provide a truck driver with a places he can stop quickly, mm-hmm. he or she.
And having the ability to do this, and just a reminder to folks that this is in Azure. So if you are writing commercial applications for commercial truck drivers and you're not using public map systems, you're using ones that are built into Azure, and you want that enterprise SLA and that enterprise quality, you can build this today into your applications.
Yeah, this would be great for fleet management solutions. So anybody looking to build something like that, this is a great API for that.
Very cool. So what do we get back?
So I will send this. And we get back the closest gas station. So it shows you a Shell here. It shows you the distance. and that's in meters, and a category.
Oh, I see, in meters, yeah. And phone number and everything.
Yeah, all the information about that.
Call them and see if they're open.
Exactly.
That's pretty slick. How would I visualize that, though?
Yep. I have one that I can show you that I actually have a visual for. So this one's searching for pizza. So you're on a route and you're driving and you're very hungry and you decide that you want pizza.
But you're not willing to go far for it.
That's right. This one, I said maximum detour time, 200 seconds.
200 seconds.
So even less.
2 minutes out of my
way.
Close pizza. Close pizza. Quality does not matter. All right.
We'll send this one. I'm going to get some results back for pizza. Papa John's is the first thing that shows up.
Okay.
And this one I have a visual of. So I can show you. We searched along the route, and we found a bunch of different pizza places.
Oh,
there's Papa John's.
I see.
All along your route.
So the route is this blue line. We're going off that, and then we can just get off the road and just right off to the side. And nothing appeared outside that 2 minute or that 200 second.
Yep, that's correct.
Limit. That's pretty slick. Is it hard to visualize this? Can these examples be seen? Can the people who are watching this, the coders watching this, look at these examples?
We built this for this video, but we can probably put something out there soon to help visualize these.
That'd be cool. I noticed that there's a lot of examples and a lot of really good docs to describe this kind of stuff, and it's not hard to get started.
Yeah, that's right. And let me show you one more thing. So talking about how it's calculated. So I have an image here. I'll make this a little bit bigger. So sometimes if you look at a route, so this particular route, this is going over a bridge. And if you think about time and mapping and distance as the crow flies, this gas station I show in the middle here, it looks like that might be close. That might be something that you could return the result.
Very conveniently located.
Yes. But really, if you look at the route and the time it would take to get there, the road that you would have to take to go all the way around to get back there, we're not going to return that result. Even though it looks close and as the crow flies, it seems like that gas station is close to your route. That's considered in this algorithm. And so the one on the left-hand side where where I show the green check, that would be returned because that is easy to get to from your route. But we won't show you that other one. Even though it's close in proximity, it's not easy to get to by the road.
There is a lot of sophistication built into this to make it look super easy and be really human intuitive.
Exactly.
That's cool. And it's all available to us. We can go and sign up for Azure Maps, add it to our Azure account, and try these demos.
Yes.
Very cool. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I am learning all about the great new stuff built into Azure Maps search today on Azure Friday.